B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. Does that make me
crazy? It is a safe place for your secrets. Confess your crazy, where you don't have to tell us your name, but you could tell us your confession. And we're going to call you Mike because you definitely don't want anybody finding you.
I was renovating a home, working on the walls, and I found $425,000 hidden in the walls.
You found what?
$425,000?
In cash?
In cash, yeah. I kind of pocketed it, you know. And
you did not tell the owners, you kept the money.
They went out of their way to tell me how awesome I was because I didn't charge them extra for the small jobs. But
oh, you let him slide in some of like the touch-ups and all that.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you.
Definitely
like
let
a
him
Marty
slide.
Bird yeah. situation.
So you find $425,000 in these people's walls, don't tell them, and manage to get a good Google review out of it. It's insane.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the money?
I'm trying to invest in a bigger corporation for my right. company.
Well, you started yeah. with the letters B-I, and I was sure you were going to say Bitcoin. Yeah. So there's a victory there. All right. Well, thank you, quote unquote, Mike, for that insane confession to get us started. 404-741-0985. You could also share your confession on our Facebook page.
We got another anonymous from the Facebook page, kind of along the lines of what you see in online with those reviews. Mm-hmm. They say don't trust anything you read in those reviews because they make more money writing fake reviews for shady companies on Amazon than they do in their full-time job.
Oh, this gosh. Person that wrote to us makes more money writing fake reviews.
Yes.
Oh, I believe that. I believe
so
that.
So if company A and B make the same product, company A will pay people to write negative reviews about company B.
Or more positive reviews
about,
for their own product than,
Yeah, you can't trust any, even when it's like the top 10 toasters, right?
Right.
How do we know that Breville or whatever, Black and Decker isn't
hasn't
paying
paid
for that
exactly.
list? So that they could be at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Sick. It's sick. Linda in Buford, you kind of have a phobia that comes from your childhood.
When I was growing up in the 70s, my mother used to love to run up credit cards and just apply for credit cards under my father's name and run up thousands of dollars of credit cards. And she'd have all of us kids manning the mailbox all the time. And we would have to get all the mail and hide it. She even had our mailman putting aside those letters for her,
wow.
the credit card stuff. To this day, my husband will always say, if you go in the mail, we don't have any mail. And I'm like, no, I haven't gotten it. He'll come in with 3 or 4 days worth of mail because I cannot go to the mailbox to this day.
Wow. What's interesting is that my wife does the same exact thing. She's been opening up credit cards, but she does it right in front of my face. So if you have a confession, you can call us now or anytime at 404-741-0985 or just inbox us. Let us know if you want to be anonymous. Tad, Drex, and Kara on Facebook. You know that expression, be careful what you wish for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do everything in your power to make something happen because you want it so bad. And then it happens, and that's when reality sinks in and there's no turning back.
Yeah, and slaps you right in the face like it's been doing me lately.
Yeah.
My husband Ryan and I like really wanted to have a baby. We prayed for it. I've always wanted to be a mom. But the closer and closer I get to this due date, which is a little over 6 weeks away, the more I'm filled with dread and anxiety. Like, we've read the books, we've taken the classes, we've read the blogs, I do all this research, and I still feel so very unprepared for what is about to happen to me. Like, I am not one that loves change, and this is a lot of change that's happening all at once, and I don't know what to do or how to kind of work through these emotions.
Yeah, for somebody that is not a fan of change, mm-mm. you've recently purchased and renovated a new house while almost 9 months pregnant.
Yep.
So, Kara, it sounds like you have some anxiety with the unknown of a baby coming.
Some anxiety. I mean, I'm filled with, like I said, with dread and anxiety. Am I going to be a good mom? And am I going to be able to do this? How am I going to recover? Like, I know I'm not the only person to have ever had a child before. I keep hearing, like, inventing Anna in my head. You're not special. Women have babies every day.
Right.
But I just feel so, I don't know, like, unprepared for this.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know what to do, like how to make it better.
How is this anxiety affecting other aspects of your life or your health?
Oh, I mean, everything. Like, I'm not sleeping. I mean, I know pregnant women don't sleep very much anyways, yeah. But like, I'm not sleeping well. I'm just like, my brain is constantly running. Like, what do we have to do next?
Yeah.
You know, what else is going to come up? What do I need to try and prepare myself for? And there's just, I feel like there's just no preparing for something like this.
As a mom, I'm sure we have a lot of moms that are listening who have just gone through the same exact emotions that you've gone through. What can you say to Kara to make her feel better about this, about being a new mom, and to kind of calm her anxiety about it? If you could help her out, 404-741-0985. If there even exists any advice to make somebody feel better, there's got to be something. Trying to get some advice for Kara, who I think you're going through what every single mom goes through before the birth of their first child.
And I mean, the hormones don't help either. Like, I'm just filled with anxiety about bringing this baby into the world and if I'm prepared to do this and what's about to happen and how much life is about to change. And it's just very, very overwhelming right now.
You remember we talked to Maren Morris a couple weeks ago and she was like, Kara, it's okay. Dumber people have done it. Well, that didn't really help that much.
No, it doesn't. But it doesn't, but it does. Like, I understand what she's saying, and everybody's been, you know, don't do anything. Don't research anything. You know, just let it happen. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Not how your brain
not
works.
Not my personality type at all.
This is a tough, and you're about, what, 6 weeks away from giving birth? And there's the childbirth, too. Like, the actual, is everything going to go all right there?
Please. Like, that's a whole other level.
And let moms make you feel better. Sandra and Marietta.
Hey, I just need to speak to Kara. Kara, you're going to be a great mom.
Thank you.
You are going to be so, so good. I'm a court reporter in juvenile court, and if we had half the moms that are as conscientious as you are, sweetheart, things would be wonderful. We would not have as many cases as we do.
So, Sandra, you're saying that even the fact that Kara's going through this and having this anxiety and questioning, that's actually a good thing.
It's a good thing, but she doesn't need to be angst out in her 6 weeks before delivery. You're going to be a great mom.
Thank you.
Jackie and Ball Ground.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Well, two of us are good.
Well, I mean, I just heard everything on, I just had to let you know, believe in yourself, listen to your gut. You got this. You're not alone. And just realize that sometimes doing too much research, you could get a little confused by this person and that person, what they say and what they think, but you'll know what's good for you in your moment and with your husband and with your baby when you look at your baby's eyes. My kid's going to be turning 10 in a couple of weeks, and I still question if I'm a good mother, but 10 years I've been doing okay.
I mean, it's some of the stuff that's out there is terrifying, and it's not making me feel any better at all.
Donna and Loganville, advice for Kara?
Just don't worry about what you have no control over. Just take it one day at a time and do the best you can. That's all you can do.
That's very
because
sweet.
Because I'm a mother of three, if you count my husband, four, and I have two grandkids. So that's all you can do.
Thank you so much. 404-741-0985. Tad, Drex, and Kara trying to get some advice for Kara, as if it exists, really. Like, how to quell the anxiety that you have when you're 6 weeks away from giving birth to your first child.
Yeah, I've just been filled with so much just anxiety and dread and just overwhelming feelings about what's about to happen and bringing this new life into the world and what it's going to do to my body and our life and how this is all going to work.
How is Ryan sharing your stress at all, your anxiety?
He's kind of, I guess, manifesting it in other ways, trying to get the house together. Like, he's doing all of the nesting
He's
for us.
Mulch. He's self-soothing.
He's doing all of the nesting for us to get, you know, to make me feel like the house and everything is prepared, which I really appreciate. But I mean, he's not the one that's going to have to give birth to this baby and have all of this happen to them. So I mean, it's quite a different perspective.
Just to piggyback on what Sandra and Marietta said, because I think she had some really great advice. She said she works in like child protective services and in that court system, and she sees people who don't really care about their kids. And the fact that you're even asking these questions is because your instincts will kick in immediately.
I mean, I hope so. Are they there? I mean, I'm great with other people's kids. Will I be the same with my own? Like, I'm so scared.
When it's your kid, I had the same anxiety that you had because I have known nothing, zero. And once you look into that baby's eyes, it's like the whole world melts away and you just... And just realize that the baby is going to look fragile, but they're not quite as fragile as they look.
They bounce.
It's so scary.
What did you say?
They bounce.
They bounce.
Yeah, they break and they recover.
Guys,
not in a literal sense, but yes.
Veronica,
they're hard to break.
In Loganville.
I was 37 when I had my child, and both my parents and my in-laws were gone already and had no family here. It was just my husband and I. So I totally relate to being overwhelmed. My best friend came and helped me some and stayed with me. And then the second thing that really helped me was the support group I got through our lactation group. Lactation nurse ran it. And the hospital usually provides these groups, support groups afterwards. But it was great because it was a room full of overly exhausted newborn mothers.
Yes.
Everybody going through the same thing can kind of commiserate with each other.
Like, you're going to learn so much, like lactation and all of these. Like, there's experts. There's so many. And I would say, like, my wife is kind of introverted. As soon as we had our son, she joined some of these mom groups. Like, she's got more of a social calendar than I do and more support in the community. And you've got your mom that lives basically right next door, and she did a heck of a job raising you. I don't know much about your brothers, but
will you not make a pact to us, but will you at least try, because you're not good at this, to ask for help when you need it?
Oh, I mean, I'm definitely going to take all the help I can
get. Okay, good.
For sure.
More importantly, will you make a pact with us right now to come back to work as soon as you possibly can?
Oh, no.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Going to be hot, humid, scattered shower storms this afternoon with a high of 88. 72 now in Midtown. Braves with an exciting finish last night over the Red Sox, 9-7 in 11 innings. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you why you might want to head over to Legoland while you can in a minute. But did you know that over 99 million people a day use Snapchat?
Still?
Yes, wow. That's a lot, right? And 20% of that are under the age of 18. So do you know who your kids are connecting with on this app? It can be kind of creepy. And until this week, parents had no real way to monitor what their children were doing. But now some new parental tools will allow parents to see what's going on. It's called the Family Center, and parents will have access to their kids' friends list, the people they've communicated with, and new friends that they may have made. However, you won't be able to see what they've been saying to each other, which is kind of strange, but at least you get a little more kind of information of what's going on.
This is the stuff that keeps me up at night, is like my daughter's internet and iPad and all that stuff, history. She came in the other night to like, give me a last little kiss goodnight. Turns out she swiped my laptop. She took it into her room. She was like watching videos on my laptop. And you know, we had to have a real conversation with her saying like, you can't do this. You can't browse the internet by yourself. She doesn't know why, but how do you explain to a 9-year-old that there's bad stuff out there? So this...
Right.
Oh, it gives
me
anxiety.
The more parental tools we can get,
yes,
the better,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Where do you think she learned to have sticky fingers?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, probably her mother. I mean,
now, kindergarten can be a huge adjustment for a 5-year-old, and then throw in riding the bus by yourself, and it can be downright scary.
Yeah.
Just 3 days into the school year, Trayden Barnes was left on his school bus for hours. His mom said he got on the bus around 6:40, but didn't arrive at school until after 9:15. I guess he fell asleep and missed his drop-off at elementary school, but wasn't found until the high schoolers on the next route bus driver know what was going on.
Oh, boy.
So obviously his mom is hot about it, and even more upset that she wasn't immediately notified by his school.
It is an absolute rite of passage to fall asleep on the bus and miss your stop.
But
check
as a kindergartner,
well,
poor
listen,
little guy.
He got it done early.
Throw an air tag in the back of that backpack.
There
right?
you go. That sounds about right. Now, if you have somebody in your life that is crazy about Legos, this is for you and Sam, Tad.
Thank you.
You better get your Legoland fixed while you can, because after Labor Day, the Phipps Plaza Discovery Center will be closed until sometime next year.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's going to be the first big renovation since it opened 10 years ago. But when it returns, it'll have a new name, feature some new rides, and some interactive experiences. It's actually set to be the second next-generation Lego Discovery Center in the world and the first one here in North America. So when it comes back, it'll be bigger than ever.
Right. It needed a renovation.
Yeah.
Like, even Sam is like, my gosh, Dad, these rides are horrible. And also, think of the savings. I mean, during the renovations, there are no Lego. Where are you going to buy them, kid? I don't know. What are we going to do? And then hopefully he's over
answer.
The phase by the end of it.
That's the message you're selling?
On to something else. What Target? I've never heard of the place.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Jenny and Carrollton, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? What are you up to this morning?
I'm at the bus stop with the kids. Yeah.
Has it been going all right?
It's been going great. I have five of them, so I'm so glad they're back.
Yes. Yes.
All right, why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye, girl.
See you, Jenny. Good luck.
Thank you.
She'll step out. I'll ask you the five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Number one, Pete Davidson is said to be in trauma therapy after being bullied by Kim K's ex-husband. Who is that?
Kanye West.
Number two, police in Henry County are looking for a Bradley Cooper lookalike who shoplifted from a local Home Depot. What color is Home Depot's branding?
Orange and white.
Number three, crew in the reboot of The Wonder Years are sharing details about the daily harassment Fred Savage put them through. Who is Fred's crush on the original Wonder Years?
Pass, I don't know.
Pass. Number four, Serena Williams says she's retiring from tennis later this month. What word is used to describe a tennis player having 0 points in a match?
I don't know.
Number five, Johnny Depp has been hired by Dior to be the face of their new men's cologne. What Star Wars actress is the face of the Miss Dior fragrance?
I don't know that either, but I know the cologne. I've just seen it.
You have five kids. They don't know any of this either.
They're little kids.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
Yeah, Jenny and Carrollton struggled a little bit. We'll see what happens, though.
Kara, with the same questions. Number one, Pete Davidson is said to be in trauma therapy after being harassed by Kim Kardashian's ex. Who's
Poor
that?
Guy. Kanye West.
That's what Jenny said, 1-1.
Number two, police in Henry County looking for a Bradley Cooper lookalike who shoplifted from a local Home Depot. What color is used in Home Depot's branding?
Orange.
That's what Jenny said as well, 2-2.
Number three, the crew of the reboot of The Wonder Years are sharing details about the daily harassment Fred Savage put them through. Who was Fred's crush on the original Wonder Years?
Winnie Cooper.
That's what we were looking for. Jenny didn't have an answer. 3-2.
Number four, Serena Williams says she's retiring from tennis later this month. What word is used to describe a tennis player having 0 points in a match?
Love.
15 love. Jenny didn't have an answer. 4-2.
Finally, number five, Johnny Depp has been hired by Dior to be the face of their new men's cologne. What Star Wars actress is the face of the Miss Dior fragrance?
Gosh, I can see her face, but I can't think of her name.
Tad, you got a guess?
Yeah. Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. Oh, Tad. Tad would have beat Kara this morning. But Jenny Carrollton didn't. Final score, 4-2. Jenny, are you smarter than Kara?
No, not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,343 wins and 42 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Jenny.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. And just as a lesson to everybody else, Jenny has five young children and took the time to call and try to be smarter than Kara. So what's your excuse? Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
We play every weekday at 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
All right, Nicole, you need to ask your neighbor for forgiveness. Is that right?
That's right.
What's happening?
Basically, we came up with this carpool plan. I take the kids to school because Beth and her husband, they leave super early, but then I get out super late at work. So they decided, okay, we'll pick them up and take them home. And so it seems like a great plan, but I have been getting them to school late for the past 4 days, and it's just not really worked out. And I feel terrible because I've gone into the office, I've asked, hey, can we have these, you know,
expunged?
Around, or, but they're just not budging. And so her kids and my kids have now been late 4 days in a row, and she is so upset, and I just don't think that it's going to work because our friendship is basically non-existent now because of this.
Hold on a second. Nicole, has Beth pulled the plug on the carpool train then?
Yeah, she's like really, really pissed, and she basically said, we're not doing this anymore. I'm not taking your kids home, and you're not bringing my kids to school, and it just kind of became this really awkward thing, and now we're not even really speaking.
And also, doesn't this mess up your schedule because you work late? And so who's picking up your kids, right?
Well, right now they have gone to a friend's house, but that can't happen every day. You know?
This
is a mess.
So you need to ask forgiveness and get this carpool thing back in order.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get them to school. It's just not working out. And I just need her to understand that I'm not doing it maliciously or anyway, because my kids are late too, you know?
Yeah, and especially the first couple weeks of school, they're not going to expunge no tardiness. No, they're going to get
everybody in a
set
routine.
The tone. Yeah.
Eventually, they're not going to want your kids there on time. They're going to want them there as late as possible. So we're going to call your friend and we'll see if we can get her to forgive you. Have you already tried to apologize on your own?
I have. I've tried calling, and she basically was just like, you know what? It's not going to work out, so let's just call it a wash.
Yeah, so she's been
cold. I invited her over for this weekend, and she just was like, no, I'm busy. And that's kind of out of character, so I know she's upset.
She gave you the no, I'm busy, like not the no, I'm sorry, I'm busy, we actually have plans, but more the no, I'm busy, stop bothering
me. Washing my
hair. Exactly. Yeah, and I just feel really bad, and I don't want to lose her as a friend, you know?
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nicole needs to ask her friend Beth's forgiveness for making her kids late to school 4 days already. She was in charge of carpool. Nicole, sit tight. We're going to talk to Beth.
Hello.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. You know, they're all back to school and everything is kicking my butt a little bit.
We understand this is a busy time of year. It's certainly a busy time of morning. Have you been getting some help in the morning with getting the kids to school? Like, I don't know, like a carpool helper?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been there. I've done that. It was a total disaster, so it's definitely not happening again.
No. What happened with the carpool situation?
I mean, honestly, I have no clue. I mean, I had a carpool arrangement set up with another woman on my street. Thought it was going to be a great idea, and then my kids kept showing up late to school. And when they actually got to class, both my kids' teachers said that they were rambunctious and that they were bouncing up the walls. And then all of a sudden, they would just, like, crash. Like, they were on, I don't know, like a sugar high or something.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm not trying to call out your parenting, but are you loading them up on sugary cereal in the morning?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not there when they wake up, but I always pre-make their breakfast and everything. You know, like I leave a little fruit and oatmeal or little egg bites. So I'm really not sure what's going on, to be honest.
Well, Beth, we might be able to shed a little light on this. There's a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and Nicole is actually on the other line. She wanted our help getting your forgiveness for dropping your kids off to school late. That's why we were asking about carpool originally.
Hey, Beth, did you say that you make them breakfast every morning?
Yes, I do. I mean, why is that such an issue? This is like the second time in 2 minutes I've been asked about my kids' nutrition.
No, I didn't want to say anything, but this whole breakfast thing could be the issue with us being late.
Okay, and enough with the excuses, Nicole. I mean, you worry about your kids in the morning and I'll worry about mine, okay?
So wait, Nicole, you're saying the reason your kids are late is not your fault. It's actually Beth's fault? Beth's kids' fault?
Every time they get into the car, they complain about being tired and hungry, and they ask me to stop at Starbucks to get them a sandwich and latte. We were late because we had to sit in the drive-thru for like 20 minutes.
You gave my children caffeine?
They said that's their normal routine, that you're always rushing, and last year you had to go to Starbucks every morning because you didn't have time to make breakfast.
How old are the kids?
Yeah.
They're 9 and 11.
Having lattes in the morning.
Beth, it sounds like your kids were trying to pull a fast one on Nicole.
Connor, Lindsay, get your butts down here.
Well, it sounds like you've got some things to discuss with your kids, but we do need to ask. Beth, are you willing to forgive and forget this whole carpool situation with Nicole?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess, of course. And, I mean, also, Nicole, like, what do I owe you for these little Starbucks excursions?
That's a good point.
No, we're so square. They always had money. That's why I didn't think it was an issue. Oh, my God.
Where's the money coming from?
Mom's purse, probably.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Seriously, guys, no good deed goes unpunished.
So true.
Heather found a wallet and returned it, but now needs to reach out to the guy to ask his forgiveness.
What?
The guy who lost his wallet. It's a crazy story we'll hear tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.